go. Again, this is passing out Virginia. I'm going to see just what you're going to do. Oh, she says, I laugh at myself. I said, you do, go ahead, take it. But she said, I won't say nothing to us in the morning. I bet you $5 you will. So, Virginia started calling her up. So I called her one morning at the ranch. She was still on the phone. She said, oh, Virginia was talking to me. Virginia talking to you? She says, yes. She told me you went to a lodge meeting there last Sunday, and I thought you were going to call me. I said, well, I'll tell you the truth, I didn't have time. She said, you didn't have time, and right there at the phone, I said, didn't think about it. That's all. So I come back, and I jumped on the calls, well, what you call them, 9 o'clock at night, and jumps down top to it. She says, well, I like it too. I thought, well, she sure does. So I was calling them all. She called a couple of times, I was very tired and bad. Lillian, she passed, which made me more tired. But that ends the thought. I liked her. They found her. I let it go. I'm not going to wreck my brains in liking somebody. And then when you turn out now, I don't know good. I don't care who you are, what you are, where you come from. It takes my own time. So, nobody ran 6:39 but Libby and I. We have fun.
Don't we, Daddy?
Mm-hmm.
Baby, you remember the time we went to the big dance? Remember when I was with Carol and lots of you?
You was where?
I was with a woman, Carol, and we slept over in the house. It was a big dance.
Refresh my memories.
You went, we had a table, and you wore a suit. You know, it was a drag dance. Everybody was in the room wearing suits and dresses. And
what did I have on?
I think you had on gown.
It wasn't a suit. The jacket was gold thread. No. And I only went to
one. But you said they had the dance there every year. And then they had a beauty show, you know?
That's when I went to a month ago. I know what you're talking about. You see, I don't dress much. But when I dress, I don't go to them places with pants on. So, for the simple reason, it ain't what you do, it's how you do it. Now you go out of the street. Everybody in there may be lesbian, or has been. Man got children. But when you walk in the place, you got to come up equally with them or else.
Now, which place are we talking about?
Talking about dance I went to. I went to it the other night.
This was different. This was a gay dance.
But
you were Lillian took me and Carol to it. And there was an annual event where everybody was gay and everybody was in drag.
Well, that must be, no, that was a long time ago. That's why I can't remember. Long time ago. Oh, the woman who gives that dance gave one 2 months ago. But I didn't go there. See, I didn't get there. Because Lillian was just that way. And I didn't bother. See. But when she gave, you go to her house and have big parties and all that stuff. Tell every damn woman is gay. But yes, they can put her don't have no children. But every damn one of them come up with little offspring. Big time, they want the men to think that they're okay. I don't care what the man thinks. I'm not going to tell him. He can think all he wants to. He's stupid for me to sit down and tell him I was a lesbian. In fact, he couldn't do anything about it, no? But it ain't necessary to put it in the time to spread it around, because it doesn't do any good. This, don't care what you do, this is a man's world. They're going to keep it amongst the both white and black. They're going to keep it right amongst themselves. And they may be running with all the men downtown, see? Which they are. But they don't want you to say anything about it.
What is it that, you know, worries you the most, or that you've seen happen to women the most who have, you know, said that they were lesbians, or people have found out that they were lesbians?
What do you mean?
Well, I'm just trying to figure out, you know, what it is.
Well, I break it up and let me see what you're saying.
Okay. What I hear you saying is it doesn't pay to let anybody know how you run your life.
In these days and times,
mm-hmm.
it don't pay. If you're a lesbian, you're a lesbian.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but when you were in these times, if you start, the men have got such a control over the situation, and especially over some of these women, and you'd be just fool enough, a lesbian would be just fool enough to fall in with that woman.
And what happened to her, like what happened to Connie?
That's it.
Is that what we're talking
That's
about?
That's right. Tommy suffered, I'm telling you. I felt sorry for this Tommy. But her life, she is in the same way that happened to the woman with something these days. She's the same way. And so I sat and talked to her for hours. But she loved Alice. Alice went all around, robbing the bomb of this man, the man, and another man. Just so the man could say, oh, she is, I don't believe nothing like that. She's fine. They say it because they want to go to bed with the woman. And they don't care if they go there 3 or 4 times. Boom, boom, boom. That's the end of a perfect day. If you feel free enough to let them, if you feel enough to let them know what you are, then I don't blame you. So I stay in my own backyard and leave everybody else's backyard alone.
But this politician woman is...
I'll walk over in her backyard once or twice. But I believe so far... When I started running around so far, she couldn't catch me. No, because that's too much. Look at the mayor. Now, he had to come right out and say he liked me, or else he would have been crucified. Okay, when you tell them the truth, they can't say nothing. See? And that's what he did. He said, if you don't like it, okay. They liked him, so all of them wanted to get a piece from Papa, so they was okay. See? That's why the man ain't no damn good. They love the man, yeah, they love the man, because he and his, she let them do what they want to do. And they're running after men. But they don't want the other fella to run after men. And women, they'll crucify you for a man's sake. Or go to the last one day, and next day they're going to bed with the woman. Can't let them do that. I'll never let them get a hold to me. Oh, no, dear.
I want to go back.
How far back?
How far back?
Mm-hmm.
How far back?
Yeah.
Okay, back to Marie. Okay.
Little Marie.
Okay, do you think partly why her mother didn't like you was because she thought you were, in some way, you were alone or responsible for Marie becoming a lesbian?
I don't know. That I can answer.
Because
I don't know. You know Marie was. And I have millions of Marie's daughter and Marie's sister. She would come to the house. I stayed home a long time school. I didn't care for her. Oh, I didn't care about her. Well, she would come and get my other sister to fuss with her. It didn't do any good. So then, because I think I better stop.
Did you want to stop?
Something I had to bring in. I don't want to bring it in for a long time. Forget it. You have to forget it because I won't tell you.
Well, how can I remember it?
Just add something else onto the situation. Hello, white breast.
Well, you better say that's a cat or something.
That's wonderful.
They're going to stay here, you know. They're going to say, what are we doing?
You got that thing off. I'll turn that thing off.
All right, we're going to turn off for a little while.
Can you take that off? I was talking about the cat.
The cat.
What about the story about Lillian Walker you were talking about?
Oh my God, that dates back to 17, 18, or 19 years old. Well, she want me to go way behind.
I know, Steve. What happened was she went away and you brought it up to date in 5 minutes. She's going to think I didn't do my job right.
No, it's
got to go slower, right?
No, that's a wonderful story about those parties that women gave.
She's deaf on the party. I like the party. She's deaf on the party. They do the whole
world.
You have to know about clothes. Company?
When you all get there and cut it, then you'll have to slice it, this slice that, cut the other. Well, now where did you want to start at again?
Yeah, now I have to start again. Okay, I'm still curious about how, you know, about the social life that we were talking about. I mean, earlier on, like back, you know, like today we have parties in people's homes, or we have the gay bars, you know, as ways of meeting other lesbians. And even if you can, like, recognize somebody or meet them on the trolley, right?
Well, now we let the trolley and the subway go.
Okay.
Unless you're going down with somebody. Because with these lessons, you've got to know who you're meeting.
Right, now, but yes. Are you saying it was different then?
It was different then because it wasn't so broad as it is now.
In what way?
In all ways. The advertisers and everybody, look over WR, Channel 9, every now and then they have a, what do you call that thing?
On TV?
On TV, yes. And they had them...
like a public service announcement or something?
Yeah, they have it goes on all night long or something like that.
Oh, marathon?
No, I didn't say it was a marathon. I said... I forget the woman's name who had it on there. But most of them was there. They tell you they were queer people. A lot of them got up and spoke with the hair and all like that.
And that would never happen.
That did happen.
Before, yeah.
Before, you mean in my time?
In your
time? No.
That would have never
happened. Not a thing of it. You didn't know it. That's how when the young people gets mad at the older people now because they don't want the old people don't want the young ones to do anything, and yet they'll do it and tell them they're doing it. But at that time they didn't tell you anything. The old people didn't say nothing, and as many lesbians then as there are now. Because all lesbians then are old compared with the young ones now. These young ones will come right out and say what they want to say. The old ones didn't do that. But I mean, in my age, 76, they won't say nothing. They took it to the test. They're in the old young ones now. They'll even tell their husbands some such things, okay? And they're going to do anything about it.
Do you think that's foolish?
No, because he should have recognized that in the beginning. And he recognized it, but he just want to break you up from this woman, all of them. When they come and running now, the man comes running around with woman, he probably knows what she is. Don't let them fool you. When he gets tired of it, I see some guy when he want to run around and run there, and he jumps on the woman. Okay. But they're real nice. They come right out and tell you.
Now, yeah, back in your time when if people weren't as out, you know, how to say, you know, they weren't as out or
open about it.
Being lesbians, there was even a whole different bunch of ways of talking about it. Like you say, in the light, now that's an expression that didn't use so much anymore.
No.
But you didn't call yourself or each other lesbians then. No,
they didn't say that.
What kind of
I'm
words?
Trying to see what they say.
How did you refer to a woman that you were with? How did you think of that? As a girlfriend?
Yeah.
That's the word you told me?
Yeah.
Did you think of it as a wife?
Some people did that. Others didn't.
Was some
just
people
my sweetheart or something like that.
Mm-hmm. And how did you refer to the whole group, not gay? That wasn't a word for them, was it?
No, it wasn't. I'm trying to think what the word was.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a word there.
Okay.
I'd go home and tear down some of my papers, written up some of the papers and off the floor and all. Mm-hmm. And I found out what moon means.
Happy? Is that one?
No. No. Nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you see how long I knew that the lesson.
Yeah, when did you start thinking about that?
I didn't even think about that. I just knew I loved them. Me, myself.
Mm-hmm.
See? And I fall in love with some woman while I find out somebody else is doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I sit down and begin to study everybody that I met. Not that I liked them, I studied them.
Mm-hmm.
To figure out what part they played and whether they liked being with them or whether they didn't.
Mm-hmm. Now, how about roles?
Who?
Roles, you know, where some women would be more, you know, about butch and femme, you know, those expressions?
Well, yeah, we would call them witches. Now, this girl would give me these pajamas, these
mm-hmm.
pants. She's always been like that. She never married or nothing.
Right, and she used to wear pants.
Oh, she wear them all the time.
When women didn't do that
she wore
kind
them.
Of thing.
That's
right.
That's how a lot of people found out who she was.
Mm-hmm.
She wore them. She wouldn't live with them.
Mm-hmm. And how about the woman that she was with? Because the woman that she was with?
Oh, they generally, the one she's with now, one before.
Well, anytime.
Okay. Well, that's why I say you can't trust them. Now, when men gets through with a woman,
mm-hmm.
then she then is way in my time. She then turned right around and gone back to a woman. That's why I said never one of them. The man gets through with and she turn around and go back
mm-hmm.
to a woman. Or else leave the woman for a man and then turn around and go back.
Yeah.
Oh, they carried on. They had this girl. Big shots and little shots. All of them did the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
The reason they did that was because they you know, want the man to know what they were doing. I said, well, the man has got no sense. He can look at you and tell you what you did. Because that's one thing that you can't hide.
Mm-hmm.
You can't hide if you're a lesbian.
Now, you're saying that has nothing to do with, like, what kind of clothes you're wearing.
No, that has nothing to do with the Brooklyn Bridge. You don't have to walk around with pants and your hands and your pockets and all that to let another woman know that you're in love.
Uh-huh.
You may say three or four words and she knows.
Mm-hmm. So there were, you didn't even have to have special
no.
places
no.
where you could meet each
other? No.
Well, there's clubs
or bars.
Yes,
clubs
and
then you go to people, they invite you to their home and
mm-hmm.
you go to their home.
Were there clubs in Harlem?
And, oh, yes, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, how, were they, like, was there entertainment, or did people dance?
Well, sometimes, there's some, you know,
mm-hmm.
it was clubs, but
mm-hmm.
The clubs was put under the, let's see, most of the clubs was down in the village.
What, even then, what years are we talking about?
Oh,
the 30s?
Hello. Yeah, and now the 40s, 50s, 60s, and down like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we met the, maybe we will have a social club, and we go there and have this drink and sit there, just like we do in a village. A village has covered a multitude of sins,
mm-hmm.
because everybody met there, all the clubs, with lesbians and men. Women,
mm-hmm. separate clubs, though, separate clubs just for women?
Yeah.
So you didn't have to share it with the women?
No, you didn't have to share it with anybody. You go there and maybe sit down there and ask some women to come over and speak to you. Or you do a group of women and you invite your educator and you know what they are. Mm-hmm. And they figure what you are.
Just because you're there.
That's yeah.
And the word goes around. Now, was this like a private club you had to join?
No, you didn't have to join.
Or was it more just like a bar?
Yeah, just like a bar.
Mm-hmm. Did you have to do a lot of drinking?
No.
Because you
don't
drink.
No.
You just go and sit.
That's right.
And they didn't
buy you the bag. No, they didn't. I might take a little, ginger ale or something like that. But
Did you dance?
I used to dance, but don't dance no more. Because I can't dance this dance. I broke my neck on the floor. All this turning around, turning over, running up and down. The other night when we went to the dance, Lily's sister and her daughter both went. Well, I was so tickled. The music played one thing and they danced another step all together. Did you see them bouncing up and down? Oh, when she come back, I said, you don't look like them. It was salsa.
She was talking
about it. It was 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Is that right?
I went to downtown, the club, and my lodge was giving this dance. I stuck my back to the board. I just looked at, I said, that ain't the craziest dance. You don't know what he's playing up there. He ain't playing nothing. And they ain't dancing nothing. So, they're all hollering at the club. Mama, did you have a good time? I said, yes, watching these fools dance. Call yourselves dancing. Yeah. Well, we were dancing. I said, how do you know? You don't know when the music stops or where? There's no rhythm to it at all. Oh, yes, it is. I said, cut it out.
Stories about these clubs back in the 40s and the 50s.
Oh, yeah.
When women would be dressed up, and some women would be dressed like men.
Well, downtown,
that went on. Like women.
See, yeah.
Yeah.
That went on downtown. You see, that didn't go on up in here, round in Trinity Street, the Harlem part. North
side. That was in the village?
That was all in the village.
Mm-hmm. Did you used to go down there?
Sure. I lived down there for a while when I was a kid.
Were you ever there when the bar or the club got raided?
No. I was good enough not to be out of there.
That used to happen.
Oh, yes, I know. That used to happen. Mm-hmm. But I never been one of them.
Mm-hmm.
It was like my God and angel kept me home.
When you used to go down there in the 40s or the 50s, what did you wear when you went down?
I wore a suit. Okay. Mm-hmm. Then you wore a suit. And,
like a man's
suit. Yeah, ordinary suit with a skirt. Mm-hmm. And skirt jacket. Shirt.
But with a skirt?
Yeah, but
not
with
pants.
Not the pants, no. That just happened in the late years.
Uh-huh.
Well, that happened around when they started wearing them. That happened around 50, in the 50s.
Uh-huh.
See, it was happening, but you wouldn't always be there to see it.
Uh-huh.
See, because these, what do you call these men now?
The men.
Drag queens? No, you didn't call them no drag queens. Thing that they used to call the men. They didn't have to do that because they gave private parties.
Uh-huh.
And the private parties, they wear what they want.
Right.
If you were coming in and pull off all your clothes, that was all right. You was invited there to do so. See? Mm-hmm.
The women have parties like that?
Oh, yeah, the women have plenty of them. I've been
quite
a few. Yeah, well, you're supposed to. You ain't supposed to sit around a whole day with clothes on.
Uh-huh.
And I was 19 years old, I knew that. I was a big boy. So, Now settle down.
Since you're not singing, huh?
No.
A few years in the family.
Oh? I did what everybody else did. Had a ball. Sometimes that's right too. I had a girlfriend down in the village. I got to call her up. Last time I seen her, her mother and I was together. We went to concert this girl here. She was singing. And her mother and I went. The only mother liked her. She said, that's the way I know it. And now her mother knew. But she didn't like it. I told her she had nothing to do with it. And so she wanted to jump down my throat. That's why I stopped talking right then. She wanted to jump down my throat about it. And so I told her, I said, now, you hate what I stand for. I said that there would be a time when you wish you hadn't. She was around 8 years old at that time, 8 or 9 years old. So, no, and I met her mother. So then her mother met quite a few friends of mine in the school. She didn't like the idea. So when she found out Jones was like that, the whole roof fell in on her. I had to sit down and talk to her, just like I'm talking to you. She crying and I talked. I said, you're stupid. I said, that girl is going forward while you're going back. No, but I could tell because I was older than her mother. I could tell. And she wanted me to come and talk to her. I came and I kept on talking to her. I got some sense in her head. I said, you came to live your daughter's life. That's my death. I said, someday you'll see. I may not be around, but you'll see it. And she seen it. Mm-hmm. She packed up a little bed and went out there with the brother. Stayed out there with brother. And she had to leave brother and come on back here. Two or three months after she was back here, she was in the hospital. She died. Mm-hmm. I was talking to her, back here and I talking at 4 o'clock, 6, she was gone. See? Mm-hmm. So you see, the change of life was coming on young. Then when her mother passed, it made it worse. And she came court with it, but she met her. She won't be around any length of time. That's a deadly thing if there ever was one. And not the other. See. So.
But a lot of people, most people, get killed.
No, they don't. Well, you got to live right. You got to live entirely different. Got to eat right. Got everything to do. If you're going to get through with it. And she's a young woman.
Yeah.
And of course, if she was the older one, it would have been harder. It's more harder.
Yeah.
What does she get? It's 7 years coming and 7 years gone.
Mm-hmm.
So, the mother, she, I said, and you ain't doing nothing but running the daughter to death. I said, leave her alone. And she wants to go with men, she go with men. If she want to go with women, she won't let her go with them.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I knew doing well. I said, you resent me because you know what I am. I said, now you see how God brought it on you? I told him, I said, now I can tell you about see God brought it on. I said, you know, the brother had 2 children and you don't have any. Because I said, that girl ain't care nothing about, you know, about the nothing but her life. And I said, there's no harm in her life. to, but I don't like how you like, since you ain't supposed to like her life. You like your own. I don't know why I'm listening to you. I say you don't have to listen to me. When it tells me, I'm telling you.
So, why do you make it sound like God made it like a punishment?
No, I don't say God made it like a punishment. Why would he?
Well, I don't.
Oh, some people say it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's the people that don't want you to know their life. Like Anita Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Always need to see somebody not going to let you. And something's wrong with them. Start looking in their life. And you'll find out something you didn't want to see. Just like you open the closet. You dirty linen fall out. See, those people try to be clever. They cover it though by approaching you. And that's what I told Esther.
Did she get it? Do you think she got some?
I mean, maybe she knows what I'm talking about. But she don't back to her head back. Because I ain't gonna be around, I'll disappear. If someone asked me who she was, I said, who is that? Just left, I said, who is that? I said, I may have heard of her. That's all. The program too deep, and I can't answer, and if I answer one thing, I put my foot in my mouth.
Doesn't it hurt to deny that, though?
No, it don't hurt me, but I just don't want you to know my business. Why should it hurt me? I like my life. If it wasn't for me to be so, I wouldn't be.
You don't feel that it was a choice,
no, right? No, God knows everything I'm doing, so okay.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't punished me, so well, why would I figure you and you punish me?
Mm-hmm.
When it tells me. Since William died, all the people on the block, everybody knows. In the morning, Libby and I come out. The ladies went in, asked me, there I was talking. Maybe you want breakfast. Have you ate breakfast? I said, yeah, I ate breakfast. She said, well, that's a nice bacon and eggs. That's not nice. Then I said, later I'll put some bacon and eggs. But later I'll go in and get bacon and eggs. Really pale, then she's going to come and rap me out. You don't have to pay me. I said, listen, you're not the man. When that man pulled truck full up there, he don't bring you in bacon and eggs for nothing. I said, if I can't pay you, I'll tell you. Oh, you too independent. I said, that's not independent. That's good sense. You stand here working all day. Why she work all day and buy all the food? I said, you don't. Well, you were different. I say, I'm not different. I'm eating it. Well, gets along with all of them. I've been, wait till I get like that. Won't I bless the man out of no turkeys?
Yeah, I like the disappointment, isn't it?
Yeah.
What did he say when he asked?
He said, they're not giving them away this year. He's going to cut down on whatever he's called. He's going to cut down on life. He's going to cut down on business. See, that's how the other man got it. You spend so much money each year.
Mm-hmm.
And he gives you paper.
Okay.
Now, if you ain't going to do it, he ain't going to spend the money.
See,
he builds up the business. 2 to 3 years, he builds up the business right up. People just pointing at, standing in line. And he left two more people to take over while he went someplace else. Now, he's not giving anything. Nobody's going
to go find somebody else.
Yeah, go find somewhere else. I got his turkey from last year in the Frigidaire.
Well, then you don't need another turkey.
Oh, I don't care about not needing it. I'll get it anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
I spent my money there.
That's right.
If he don't want to get it, I take my money someplace else.
That's the way the politicians do it, too. Build up the business.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Same as
being a
bookie,
isn't it? Mm-hmm.
What's that?
That's the end of that. Oh, yeah, well, I'll
stop,
Jesse.
Which girl
like that? Oh, that was Gilda.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she lived on 125th Street. we got to Amsterdam, maybe.
No, we were up there.
And she passed away. So all of them passed away, and left me hole in the bag. So, I just said, okay, I get along all right. I don't care.
Did you
used to
go out with you?
Oh, yeah. We used to go to hotels and wives and stuff, you know.
Because you couldn't bring her home because
no. Oh, no, 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 bring her home. No, bring her home. You get it.
Well, she knew you were angry.
Oh, sure, I imagine she would.
You never checked it out, though.
No. I left that behind me. Because if I was going, I would want to think. I took a time that I was working.
And so then,
she never did. I'll never forget, I was, I don't know if I find the picture, but I see it now. The day that Hitler walked into Czechoslovakia, I was up in Nantucket. And there was a German girl up there. And boy, we had ourselves ball. We had ourselves a ball.
What did you do?
Oh, well, we went to bed. Eight. Yep. Because I had nothing to do but just take care of the kids and the kids somewhere gone in camp or somewhere. I just had myself a ball.
So you mostly, in the early years, you would work having charities at taking care of the kids?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Do you know the product Jean Mattei?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I worked for her for 9 years. She was on the 40th Street downtown. And there was a woman over top of her.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to run with that woman.
Oh, I see. So you go down and work for her. And
yeah, and upstairs too.
Yes. That was going to be a long time.
Jean McCoy, she got mad at me. She wanted to know why I go upstairs so much. I asked her, how did she know I went upstairs?
Mm-hmm.
She said, because I don't see you go out the door. I said, now you're messing with my business.
Mm-hmm.
She said, well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll tell Lily when I know.
Yeah,
I just
wanted
to see how she was getting off on me. Because Miss Adams, she was on the program of, what's that program with food?
Is she an older woman?
Yeah, she was older than I am. But what's that food? What's that? Betty Crocker.
Uh-huh.
Remember Betty Crocker when I was out and this woman used to advertise it all the time?
Oh.
As the food of cake and all like that. But she was right over top of Jean Mattei.
Mm-hmm.
I went to work for Jean Mattei before she changed the name to Jean Mattei.
I see.
Her name is Jean Nathan. I got a card and things like
that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anything I say, I can back up. So, she got mad at me because I had to go in the hospital. I had, what is that thing now? The stranglinger hernia.
Oh, right.
That's what it was. A hernia. And that's why the doctor told me if I didn't get it done right away that day, 24 hours, it would be good because it had strangled one of your intestines.
Mm.
I told him, go ahead.
Mm.
And Jean gets mad at me. She says that you're running upstairs, up and down the stairs. I don't know what's running up and down the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
I could have walked up and down the stairs, but I went to see the other lady.
She wasn't jealous, was she?
I've been here. I didn't give a chance. And I wouldn't go. After I got the apple, she wanted to stay off for a month. So I never went back. I was always doing something. I got a kick out of it. But I would, you know one thing?
Yeah.
I didn't do it these days. But he's been crazy.
No,
they broke your neck.
Who?
anybody. These lesbians now would beat your head in.
If you did what?
They're white and color. If they caught you going to bed tonight.
You mean so?
No. They ain't got no better sense.
Many, I mean, many that I have met at the Estelle told me of a case. I was sitting with that. There's this woman was running on to mother. Now, she's in with all of those political people. Mm-hmm. But all office and all of them.
Mm-hmm.
So she did this staff meeting. I know the woman. I heard of her, but I didn't know. And she was trying to get another woman. She shot her head off. That's all they do. She did out of his children.
Well, now I don't know.
They were very tired. And I know people that walk off and leave here. But some of them ain't going to walk off and leave here. They're going to take a little piece of all of your paper.
Well, I hear what you're saying, but I don't know.
Well, you would know that. You had listened. I'm over here. I've been in, in that society.
Mm-hmm. But you're talking about these are political marketing monsters.
Monsters and monsters, what I'm talking about. Monsters and monsters, what I'm talking about. They're monsters and monsters on the outside, and they're terrible on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't put them down. And these are young people that's coming up here now. These young people.
Younger than you and how in the election community. Younger or older.
Yeah, they got to be in their 40s.
Mm-hmm.
And coming on down to 30s.
Mm-hmm.
They don't take no for an answer.
Mm-hmm.
They knock your head off and hand it to you in your hand.
Mm-hmm. So
I wouldn't bother going up to them. Nothing. I wouldn't go with anybody younger than me. But you too.